Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring us anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. Now, in order to get on via Skype, you do have to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and once it is approved, you'll be all set to call on Skype from that point forward. So do that. Our, again, username at Skype is lrn.fm, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Charlie Schrem, longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will remember the name. In fact, long-time listeners and Bitcoin fans will remember his company, BitInstant. They were an advertiser of ours for a period of time, and for a while they were the only option to turn cash into Bitcoins. And unfortunately, they ended up going out of business, probably due in large part to the fact that Charlie Schrem ended up being attacked by the federal government for performing a service for people.
How dare you perform services for people, Ian?
A voluntary service for human beings who were consensually interacting with Charlie Schrem to, you know, change money into another form of money, to change U.S. dollars, for instance, into Bitcoin. And he is now going to prison for his efforts. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
The story from InsideBitcoins.com. Bitcoin advocate, early adopter, and founding board member of the Bitcoin Foundation, Charlie Schrem, was sentenced today as a result of a plea deal struck in September. The former Bitcoin entrepreneur was sentenced to 2 years in prison, plus 3 years of what's called supervised release. I guess that's their version of probation.
Sounds like it.
Schrem, who's 25 and is from Manhattan, was arrested in January along with associate Robert Fiella, accused of selling over $1 million in bitcoins in a money laundering scheme involving users of the Silk Road, the dark web black market that was ultimately shut down. That's the first iteration of Silk Road. There's been a second and now third iterations of the Silk Road. The third one is, from what I understand, still open. Schrem pleaded guilty to charges of aiding and abetting the operation of an unlicensed money transmitting business, while Fiella pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money transfer business. So I don't think they go into detail here on what actually occurred in the case. They do not. But I have read the indictment in this case and or looked it over enough to really understand to some extent what was happening. Fiella was a person on the Silk Road who was offering to exchange bitcoins for cash, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
And so, of course, BitInstant, Charlie Schrem's company, would exchange cash for bitcoins. And so this Fiella guy was getting bitcoins from Charlie Schrem and was was he doing that? Yeah, he was getting bitcoins from Charlie Schrem, I believe, and then was essentially selling those. No, I've got it wrong. I've got something wrong here. Fiella was doing, he was the guy on Silk Road who was offering a service to the customers there, some kind of a cash exchange, and I forget which direction it went. I apologize about that. But Schrem was facilitating this to some extent because Fiella was using BitInstant in order to do this. And what was happening was they were exchanging emails with one another without encryption. So when the feds went into Schrem's email account, which was like a Gmail account or whatever, so they easily got access to his emails, when they went into his email account, they saw countless emails between him and this other guy where Schrem is essentially admitting that, yeah, BitInstant has to abide by these know-your-customer rules because blah, 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 regulations, etc. And essentially he was sort of helping this guy Fiella pass under the radar. He was not subjecting Fiella to the requirements that he was supposed to legally subject all of his customers to.
Okay.
And that information was right there in his email account. So
Fiella was his customer.
That's correct.
Fiella was doing transactions with other people facilitating. Yeah. So basically, he was the middleman between Charlie Shrim and some endpoint person.
I think what was going on was that, well, because when you go on the Silk Road, you have to pay with Bitcoin.
Right.
For things. You can't pay with cash to buy Bitcoin on Silk Road. So I'm pretty sure he was selling people cash for their Bitcoin on Silk Road.
Yes.
Which would mean that he would be taking in Bitcoin, and then he would need to cash that out.
Right.
So I think he was using BitInstant in reverse. BitInstant's usual way of doing business was to turn
right.
people's cash into Bitcoins. I think he was using them to cash out the Bitcoins he was getting from Silk Road. And so it was all there in a series of emails. I guess it makes sense that Shrim went ahead and took a plea on this one because they had him dead to rights.
Right.
Now, the laws suck. I don't agree with what this guy's facing. I don't think that he's committed a crime. I don't care that he was dealing with somebody who was on the Silk Road, knowing that ultimately, you know, those customers may have gone on to purchase drugs or something like that. That's certainly what the feds were alleging to me. None of that matters. It was all voluntary transactions between two human beings. And, of course, the big question remains as to whether or not they would have been able to make a case against Charlie Shrim had he actually encrypted his email communications with this guy. Because it was due to the emails that were available in the open, in the clear, that the feds were able to make the necessary connections to link Fiella to the account on the Silk Road and, you know, link everybody together as necessary.
Well, my question now is, will the prosecution in the Ross Ulbricht case be able to cite this as evidence against Ross?
What would the evidence be against Ross?
Well, we've already got people that have pled guilty to using your website to do illegal things.
Oh, I see.
So, therefore, we know that you were doing illegal things on your website.
And they just do that.
Even though they can't, you know, they still have to prove that Ross Ulbricht was the one that was running the website.
They do.
And that he knew that illegal things were happening. You know, they definitely have, you know, a couple of victories under their belt to show the judge illegal things happened, so therefore guilty.
So I have a question. They sure. They said that the emails were not encrypted.
That's
so
correct. Just regular old Google.
Just regular Google. Yeah. So did they have two-factor like verification or just kind of automatically signed
in? Two-factor wouldn't do anything at all. I mean, are you suggesting that it wasn't Charlie Shrim who wrote the emails?
No. What I'm saying is that if they, let's supposedly they had encrypted their emails and
okay.
the police weren't able to get in, can the police force them to open up their emails?
That's a good question, and I don't know for sure on that one.
I don't know. I know there have been cases that have gone to federal courts over whether or not someone can be forced to unencrypt their stuff. Yeah, and even putting in a password to unlock your computer or do the little whatever sort of unlock
a swipey thing
on your cell phone or put a thumbprint.
Picture verification.
Right. I'm not sure how the courts have ruled.
There was a case recently, I think, about getting into cell phones. If I'm recalling correctly, please call in at 855-450-FREE to correct me on this. But I believe the case was that you could be forced to put your thumb on a phone to unlock it by the police, because that's a physical movement that they can, make happen while you're under their custody, but that you cannot be forced to reveal a password to that phone. So, there seems to be some level of protection for that. And besides that, you could always say, I don't recall. I forgot the password.
You're making me too nervous to remember it.
Yeah. Now, they may decide to keep you in a prison cell until you can remember the password, but again, that's all. I think there's some question about what the legality of something like that would be. Regardless, they wouldn't have been able to conduct the investigation and likely have charged him with anything if they didn't have access to those emails.
But even if he would have had two-factor authentication, if he's in their custody, they have his cell phone. And unless the cell phone is locked, they're going to then get the code
to
be able to put in.
They did all this investigation before he knew that he was being investigated. So two-factor authentication is a security measure to keep average people out of your account.
Sure, yeah.
It doesn't keep the police out. The police just contact Google and say, hey, we need to see in Charlie Shrem's account. And they say, okay. and then they let him in. So the two-factor authentication will never keep the police out of your account. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The only thing that can keep the police out would be PGP encryption of certain messages that are sensitive. We're coming up here. What happened with Charlie Shrem? We'll give you his sentence coming up.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will. Because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. in freedomscause.com. I want to tell you about a piece of audio theater I took the time to listen to, all over 2 hours of it. It is a well-produced production with names you may recognize from the movies, like Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey, that's a TV show, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Braveheart. The quality of this production is very good. The sound effects are excellent. The music, the score, is original and was written for In Freedom's Cause. It's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. The story of William Wallace. You may remember that name from Braveheart. It's like Braveheart, but historically accurate. Now, there are a couple of fictional characters in this. Essentially, it's the history told through their eyes. And the children in your life will love this. It's perfect for young people. It even has a study guide as an option. And you can go to infreedomscause.com to order with our discount code, FTL, like Free Talk Live. Use code FTL to get their family four-pack of CDs for half price. The four-pack is four copies of In Freedom's Cause. You can give them away as you see fit. Go to infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here with the news about Charlie Shrem, he's going to prison. He has to report in 90 days to then serve 2 years of his life behind bars. From what I understand, the federal rule, I believe Mark says that the federal rule for good time is 85%. So he's going to be in there for a good chunk of that 2 years.
Yeah.
And the 2 years is due to a plea deal that was struck in September where he was sentenced today. The feds claimed that he was selling bitcoins in a what they claim was a money laundering scheme. But I think to him, it was just selling to somebody who wanted to do business with him. There was a guy who was selling cash for bitcoins on the Silk Road, an underground drug marketplace. And Shrem became aware of that. So Shrem knew who he was dealing with, and he continued to deal with him, and he dealt with him via open emails that were not encrypted. So the feds, when they conducted their investigation, were easily able to garner enough information that they needed to bring the charges and get an easy conviction. He took the plea. And according to Shrem, in his tweet, he announced his sentence and his requirement to surrender in 90 days, saying, quote, "Considering I was facing 30 years, justice has been served." What do you think that means?
I don't know. It sounds as though he's sort of thanking his oppressors for going easy on him.
Yeah, it does sound that way. And does he feel like he did something wrong? Does he feel like that, you know, what he did by selling bitcoins for cash or vice versa was somehow a crime because he didn't have all the government paperwork straightened out, that it was somehow a violation of some other human being's rights?
I don't know. Maybe perhaps he was just very fortunate that, you know, by taking the plea deal that he was able to, you know, go from 80 to 2. You know, he was not spending his entire life behind bars. I mean,
well, what you're saying is he was grateful for that.
It sounds like that he was grateful that he has a reduced sentence. I'm not sure if that means that he feels like he did something wrong.
Well, see, the reason I asked that, Danica, is I've been in jail and I've been around people who they do kind of come down on themselves for being in trouble with the system, that, you know, oh, well, I was doing something bad and I got caught, even if what they were doing was selling pot or cocaine or something like that, you know, where the other person involved in the transaction was consensually involved. They weren't forcing someone to buy the pot or forcing someone, you know, not stealing or anything like that. But they will still sort of, I don't know, is it self-flagellation is the term I'm looking for? They'll still sort of beat themselves up verbally for it and, you know, engage in their own self-punishment for this when you and I would look at it and say, well, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't hurt anybody here. There's no justice that needs to be served.
I would consider that Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. Well, Well, the sad thing is Charlie Shrem went to Porkfest. I mean, he was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. He was close with a lot of liberty-minded people. I don't know what his particular viewpoints are on politics, but, you know, I guess I would have hoped for a stronger statement. And after the sentence has been delivered, would it be possible? I guess it would be. But would it be possible if the judge like heard him say, "Well, screw this, I didn't do anything wrong. I'll go to jail because I'm not going to get a bail jumping charge, but I don't feel like I did anything wrong here. I haven't been corrected." I believe you said that when you got out of jail just recently, Daryl, that you had not been corrected. And so if Charlie Shrem were to take a similar position, like, "Hey, you know, this is BS. What's going on? What has happened to me? Yeah, I took the plea deal, but that's because, you know, they had me dead to rights. But I'm not proud of what I did. I didn't do anything wrong." But here he is, you know, feeling very sorry.
Well, if I understand correctly, he did what they call the Alford plea, which is not necessarily saying I'm guilty. It's saying there's enough evidence to convict me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go ahead, let them say I'm guilty, and we're not going through with the trial.
Well, he could probably be dealing with a lot of pressure from you. His family might be upset with him, and he might have gotten just a lot of pressure from the justice system.
Could a judge come back and hit him with a, like, if he just came out of the courtroom and was like,
"Screw
that."
How much leeway does a federal judge have on the supervised sentence?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's got 3 years after he gets out, 3 years of supervised whatever.
Yeah.
So could they then say, "Oh, you know what? You can't leave your house now."
Yeah, that's a good question. That was my question, is can the judge just automatically re-sentence somebody? Because I know that when you get sentenced, you can motion for reconsideration as a defendant, and I presume a prosecutor could do the same thing, to motion to reconsider the sentence. Maybe that's why he's sort of acting like he's got his tail between his legs
right.
And is real sorry, because is it possible, and how likely is it, that a judge will come back after the fact if he's not acting as though he's real sorry for offending the system, if he basically is taking a defiant stance? It's like, "Yeah, I pled guilty, but I didn't do anything wrong." Could the judge come back and say, "All right, well, 4 years. Is that possible? And how likely, if so?"
I don't know if the judge could unilaterally do that, but the prosecution could certainly file a motion to reconsider the sentence.
Yeah. And I imagine Shrem in court was, you know, taking a similar position that, "Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, Your Honor. I'll never do it again," that kind of thing.
Right.
Which, again, I can't blame somebody for doing something that is in a mindset of self-preservation if no one else is being thrown under the bus, right?
Right.
So, like, if he's not using, if he's not getting a good deal because he's giving up names and putting other people into the system, if all he's doing is he's the only one who's getting thrown under the bus, then it doesn't bother me if somebody is apologetic to a judge to try to lower and lessen the amount of damage on themselves. It comes as kind of a shock because I know he didn't do anything wrong, and he must know he didn't do anything wrong, so does he really think that he's done something wrong here? Your thoughts are welcome.
I don't know.
You're welcome to speculate. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a pretty awful court decision that Danica's going to tell us about involving a college-age young lady who has sued her dad for not paying for her college. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk more about it coming up here in moments. You are welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the number, 855-450-3733. We talked a lot about Cuba and the de-escalation between the United States and Cuba that may be some loosening restrictions coming soon. Between the two countries. I think that's good news. You're welcome to share your thoughts on that. We also cover Charlie Shrem, Bitcoin entrepreneur and former advertiser of Free Talk Live, that is going to prison in approximately 90 days, where he will then sit for 2 years. I sent him a tweet this afternoon wishing him the best of luck and hopes that he'll end up in a minimum security facility. Certainly there are worse prisons to be in, and if you're going to be in federal prison, from what I understand, being in a minimum security federal prison would probably be preferable.
That's generally where they put the white collar criminals,
like Charlie Shrem.
Well, the lady that Martha Stewart.
That's correct. So, like, one of the things I've heard about minimum security is that some of their facilities they don't even have fences. You know, that you can just walk off the grounds if you wanted to, that kind of thing. So maybe things won't be terrible for Charlie in prison, although obviously there are better places that one could spend time. And the real sick part of this story comes at the very end from InsideBitcoins.com. We'll continue with it here in a moment. But coming up, your chance to get Sherry's Berries, the special Christmas holiday bonus offer that is available right now, is going to be up in just a matter of days. Christmas season, the holiday shopping season's almost over. We are less than a week away from Christmas at this point. It's not too late, though, for you to hook up with some amazing Sherry's Berries. Not just for you. You can buy them for people that you love and that you care about. This is a great gift. They're freshly dipped strawberries that are delicious, fresh, juicy, sweet, and irresistible. They pick like the best of the best strawberries for Sherry's Berries. I've never had a bad one, and I've had quite a few. So go to berries.com. You can use code FTL to get the special savings. It starts at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings, and you can double the berries for just $10 more. You do need the code FTL to get either of those deals. Plus, if for whatever reason strawberries aren't for you or your loved one, they've got unique treats like their new cake truffles, Christmas cake pops, as well as dipped pretzels. So check out the full selection at berries.com. Christmas is coming up, and this is the only way to get the offer. You go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the site. Type in FTL. You will not be disappointed by these delicious berries. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They are also covered with decorative swizzle or nuts or chocolate chips, and they are awesome. You won't be disappointed. Go to berries.com and use code FTL to get the deals. It's the perfect gift without the hassle. That's berries.com, code FTL. Charlie Shrem going to prison for 2 years for selling people some bitcoins through his BitInstant company, but sort of doing it below the table to some extent with one of his customers who was a seller of cash on the Silk Road. How do we know all this? Well, unfortunately, Charlie did not encrypt his emails. And look, I get it. It's a hassle to do encryption. It's a hassle. There's some tools out there that make it easier, like CryptoKit. That's a great tool. I like CryptoKit. It makes it a lot easier. But it still takes a little more effort to do PGP encryption of your messages.
Yes.
And if you're going to be talking about things that might be considered illegal on your email, you would be wise to spend the extra time necessary to encrypt those emails. Because you know, the feds can go in and hunt around in your email accounts anytime they want to. So keep that in mind. The story here is that he was sentenced to 2 years plus 3 years of supervision after he's released from the federal facility. He also agreed, as well as the other guy, Mr. Fiella, who was also sentenced, Robert Fiella from Florida, they agreed to forfeit $950,000 each to the U.S. government as part of their plea bargains. So this isn't just 2 years in prison. This is almost $1 million in fines to go to the federal government. I don't know how much money they transferred. He's accused of selling over $1 million in bitcoins in this particular scheme. But either way, that money's not going to like poor kids or anything like that. That's just going to the Justice Department.
Right.
It's just going to enrich the bureaucrats. In a tweet, Shrem announced his sentence and further said that, quote, on a good note, Judge Rakoff called me a brilliant visionary and said that he admires my brain power, which is cold comfort in the face of seeing 2 years of your life wasted away in a federal penitentiary.
Yeah.
For the judge to make a statement like that just to me adds insult to injury, because if Charlie Shrem is indeed, and I think he is, I mean, BitInstant was an amazing idea that, you know, we were advertising for a long while on Free Talk Live. If indeed he is a brilliant visionary and he's a really smart guy, he shouldn't be sitting in a prison cell. You're squandering this man's brilliance. Look, if it's all about, we know the government, for the government, it's about the money. They're going to get $1 million out of this guy if they can. I mean, he's not a poor young man. He's done very, very well for himself.
I would actually disagree, Ian. It's not about the money. It's about people complying with their arbitrary dictates.
Now, that's a good point. It's just sad to see such a waste, right?
Like the money is secondary, but they want your compliance first.
The judge can even see that this guy is a bright guy, and it's just so tragic that he'll be spending 2 years in prison as a result of this. And like I said, I hope he ends up in minimum security. I expect that that he will, and 2 years. If he can do 2 months, he can do 2 years. It'll pass faster probably than he thinks it will, but it's certainly tragic. In other news, Danica, you've got a story. Where's it coming from?
This story is from Yahoo News, okay. And it's been going on for about the last year and a half. It's a little bit of a flashback here. A 21-year-old girl sued her parents for college tuition and won. This started back in about August of 2013 when Kaylin Ritchie was suing her parents to pay for her community college and then later for her out-of-state college. So what started is that...
So she had already gone to college?
She already started to go to college.
Okay.
How it started was that she was living with her parents and her parents wanted her to adhere to a curfew, enroll in summer courses, and get a job. She did two of the things. She got a job.
Was that in return for paying for her college?
Yes.
Okay, so this was a deal that they had cut together. Like,
yes.
Okay, sweetie, you do this and this and this, and we'll pay for your college.
Yes, and they were agreeing to pay for her community college, and then I believe certain kinds of, higher colleges, either not out-of-state, overly expensive ones. So it was a relatively reasonable deal, I think, anyway. So
she had to get a job.
Get a job.
And what else?
Have a curfew, so she had to be home at a certain time because she's
still living at home.
Yeah, she's like 18, 19 years old at this time. And then enroll in 3 summer classes.
Okay.
She did not enroll in summer classes, and they got into a big fight, and she decided that she wasn't going to be staying with it anymore, so she moved in with her grandparents, her paternal grandparents.
Do we know if she got the job?
She had the job.
She got the job.
Yeah, she did 2 out of the 3 things.
Okay.
She just didn't want to go to college. She had some internships that she failed to uphold. I guess she had a drinking problem. She was getting into trouble. She lost her internship. She lost some scholarships. So she decided she didn't want to go to college. Her parents told her, well, they weren't going to pay for it, and so they got into a big
ordeal.
Hold on,
she didn't want to go to college?
She didn't want to go. She didn't want to continue going to community college. She wanted to go somewhere else.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. She wanted to go to a real college where she could then drink harder with her friends. Is that
right, exactly.
Okay.
So she goes and moves in with her paternal grandparents, and her parents call and ask how is she doing? Is she upholding all these things? And they said, no, Kaylin can do whatever she wants.
Mm.
So her father has said that he thinks that her grandparents have been, like, encouraging her to sue them for her to get more money to go to college. He found out on Twitter that she was going to be going to Temple University in Pennsylvania, which is $16,000 a year.
Is that cheap for a college? That sounds cheap. Is that cheap for a college?
I'm not sure.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE, because the court has ruled in her favor?
Her favor.
I want to find out why here in moments. And you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your calm thoughts. You dial in now, 855-450-FREE, and you can get on the air. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Danica is telling us about a pretty outrageous-sounding story of a young lady in her early 20s who's now sued, apparently successfully, her parents for not paying for her college, which I guess she thinks she deserves. The parents apparently had some kind of a deal negotiated with their daughter wherein she would have to get a job, she would have to obey a certain curfew.
Yes.
And I think it was primarily it. Was there something else?
And then sign up for summer classes. This is at a community college.
Take summer classes. She decided she did not want to sign up for the summer classes. And she did get a job, but she didn't like the curfew, so she moved into her grandparents' house where there is no curfew. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. There were also, and I just saw this, there, in addition to the curfew, there were some chores that she had to do. So there was a big fight about, a big blow-up about chores and the curfew, and she said she wanted to be there anymore. Now, her lawyer is stipulating that
Sounds like a brat to me.
Right, yeah. Her lawyer is saying that she did not move out. She was kicked out of her house.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a lot of he said, she said kind of thing. So basically her grandparents have allowed her to do whatever she wants. Her grandparents have said that since she's moved in, she maintains a 30-hour a week job. She has A and B grade. She's a well-maintained person. So basically her parents have been divorced, and they've been divorced for several years. Both of them have moved on, gotten remarried, had other kids, obviously having children. Has some financial burdens to you. Their kids are expensive.
So were both of her parents sued or just her dad?
Both of her parents were sued.
Okay.
Yeah, she listed both of her parents. Her parents were saying that they were willing to help her with college tuition, but they they didn't want to pay for her to go out of state because they felt that she didn't need to go out of state.
And now she wanted to go out of state?
She went to Temple University in Pennsylvania. She resides in New Jersey, or had resided
in
New Jersey.
How the hell did this result in the decision being made for the girl in this case?
The court system decided that since her parents are financially well off and she's not, that they have to pay for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is just so crazy.
Because she can't quote unquote can't afford to do it herself. Which
is there an
expensive.
Actual excerpt from the decision? I'm just curious to get what the judge. I mean, what? Just
well, what
her
about
parents can
scholarships,
afford it?
Grants?
Well, that her parents are saying that she didn't do enough effort to try and get loans, scholarships, and grants on her own. They're saying
it
that
sounds like she didn't do a damn thing.
Right.
I mean, she got a job. Whoopie-doo. She did nothing according to the agreement with her parents. And this court's going to say just because mom and dad have money that they have to pay for her tuition at any college she wants to attend?
So
with no deal, no agreement whatsoever, she can just go and party all night, stay up every night, and then her parents have to foot the tab for this?
So her lawyer says that Mr. Ritchie, her father, should be proud of her accomplishments instead of disparaging because he doesn't want to pay for her education. It really doesn't matter if Caitlin was going to Temple, Rutgers, Montclair State, or Harvard. Mr. Ritchie has made it clear he wasn't going to pay no matter what school Caitlin went into. Mr. Ritchie and Ms. McGarvey, her mother, based on their incomes, certainly have ability to pay, and we gave them options not to pay cash at hand, and they have decided to not make themselves available to those options.
Jeez. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
That I mean, this essentially sets a precedent that parents who can afford to pay for college are obligated to pay for their kids' college with
or
no strings
parents,
attached.
Parents that a court deems are able to pay.
Right.
And here's the thing. She's estranged from her parents. Like, she hardly talks to
her.
He found out on Twitter that she was going to Temple University.
Hmm.
I mean, also,
how was she going there if he wasn't paying for it?
She probably just got accepted on some sort of, like, contingent and maybe it had taken out loans but didn't want to pay those loans and took her parents to court to pay those loans. That's probably what happened.
Wow. It's just stunning. I mean, this is ridiculous. You chalk this up into the category of cases. Well, I had something in my mind. I just flitted away. But this isn't the only story where parents have been found to be held responsible for the actions of their kids. That's not exactly what's going on here, but ultimately they're being held responsible for, in this case, an adult child. That's another thing to point out here.
She is above the age of 18, so...
So how long after the age of 18? Now, this is a disturbing precedent in a lot of ways. How long after the age of 18 now is a set of parents obligated to pay for college education of their children? And are there any circumstances under which a court will say, no, I don't think the parents have to pay? I mean, how bad are... And on how... This relationship's on the rocks.
Well, for insurance purposes, someone is a child until the age of 26.
That's for health insurance.
Under
right?
federal regulations for health insurance. So I could see that extending to other things.
Apparently, it doesn't matter how rocky the relationship is. These guys are essentially divorced from their child, and they're still being held responsible. They're divorced from their child, who is not a child now, who is now a 21-year-old adult, and they're still being held responsible for this.
And
keep
in mind that both parents have since gotten remarried and had children with their current spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what kind of example this is set for their kids. Their kids are going to be like, well, if they can pay for her college, they can pay for mine. I mean, maybe paying for one child's tuition is not so much, but how many other children do they have that are going to think that they're going to be legally entitled?
It's stories like this that make me glad I have a vasectomy. I'm serious. I got my vasectomy back when I was 23 years old, and, that was more than a decade ago at this point, and it was back then that I'd already heard crazy stories about alimony payments or, whatever, and I guess alimony's not for kids, but child support payments and all the ridiculous things that some people do to try to lock a lover into having a kid with them so they can pay for them forever, and now you apparently have to pay for your kids beyond when they grow up past 18, and even if your kids hate you. You know, you still have to pay for their college. Even if your kids have broken the agreement that you supposedly agreed to, you still have to pay for their college. It would have made sense. The only way this story would have made sense would have been if the parents had come to an agreement with their daughter, and the agreement was what it was. You know, you had to get a job. You had to keep this curfew. You had to stay at home. And then we'll pay for your college. And if the parents broke the agreement, wherein if she was staying at home and if she was, you know, with the job and if she was doing the things that she was asked to do, and then the parents decided to not pay for college, then it would have made sense for that agreement to be enforced. But that's not what happened here in any shape or form.
Yeah, and they were willing to help pay for, you know, a college in that state. She lives in New Jersey. They were willing to pay for a college in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. No, she wanted to go out of state to Pennsylvania where, you know.
Probably a better party school.
Probably, and the tuition rates are going to be 3-4 times
as high. I don't think Temple's the party school. Temple's one of those
all colleges
smart people
are party schools.
Temple's a what school?
It's a smart people school.
I thought you said slut school or something like that.
No,
I totally misheard what you were
smart
saying.
Smart people.
Wow. All right, then. So, yeah, what you're saying is, though, going to a college out of state would cost more. You paid $3,000 for a semester?
Yeah, I paid almost $3,000.
In Idaho.
Yes, that is correct. So that would have been
$6,000 a year.
About $6,000 a year.
She's paying $16,000.
She's paying $16,000 a year for being out of state.
Well, meaning her parents are now paying that $16,000.
Yeah, and her father wrote this, he wrote a statement after he had come to terms with it, saying that the law is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that if you are married in the state of New Jersey, you are not under any legal obligation to pay for college, but if you get divorced, you are? Please,
really?
Someone tell me how that makes sense.
It doesn't.
This is what he has written to Yahoo in response to this.
And law does not make sense in a lot of cases.
He says, not only do you have to pay, but apparently you have to pay for any college they want to go to anywhere in the country. My ex and I have 5 kids between us, a mortgage, and other expenses. Why don't they take any of that into consideration? Did they not take that into consideration, or did they just look at it and be like, oh yeah, he can totally pay not only for her but for, you know, the other, you know, and if he says 5 kids between him and his ex.
His ex, oh my god.
You know, think of, and you know, what about the other children he's had
with
his
kids.
Wife? Yeah. I mean, just it's enough to bankrupt him, I'm sure.
No, they don't take those things into consideration. They just look, oh well, you're making this much money, so therefore you can afford to pay this. But I've got all of these. It doesn't matter what your expenses are. I have known people that in the state of Pennsylvania that had child support that they had to pay, that at the end of the week it left them with $15.
This is such a scary lawsuit because if it can happen this time, it can happen again. And how many more bratty college kids are now going to sue their parents because they want to, or you know, want to be college kids? Oh, I want to go to college. My parents are saying no. They're saying they don't like college, right? Because I don't like college. I think college is a scam in a lot of ways. I think that a lot of the things that college sells itself on is BS. And like the claim that you'll make $1 million more over a lifetime or whatever. There's a bunch of bunk out there in the realm of selling kids on college.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they're sold hard from throughout high school, middle school, during the whole government schooling process. They're told you got to go to college if you want to be a success. But what if I, as a parent, am morally objecting to the idea of college? Apparently, that doesn't matter. As long as your kid wants to go, a judge is going to back it up. That's a terrible precedent to set, and yet another good reason to not have kids. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.